With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. My name is Ben Hughes and coming up in this week's show, we've got a bit of an FA Cup first qualifying round special as we have interviews with the managers at Cone, Fricklow Athletic, Loughborough Dynamo and Basford United. We talk taking on Southern League opposition with the managers at Newcastle Town and Lincoln United. Plus we hear how Scarborough Athletic are settling into their new home with their manager Steve Kittrick. And we talk to Radcliffe Borough's chairman Paul Hilton on the FA Cup as well as developing the club off the pitch. Oh, and if all that wasn't enough, we've also got an interview with one of the league new boys, Peterborough Sports, as we'll be catching up with their manager, James Dean. All of that and loads more on this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. So hello everybody and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show, celebrating the month of August. Now, this month we've decided to push the boat out a bit and catch up with all the clubs who were taking on opposition from those leagues above Division 1 in the first qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. All of these matches taking place this coming weekend. So on this month's show, we've got interviews with Cone, Fricklow Athletic, Loughborough Dynamo, Basford United, Newcastle Town, Lincoln United, Radcliffe Borough, Scarborough Athletic and Peterborough Sports. So it's all happening. Of course, there's loads of matches taking place involving Division 1 sides in the FA Cup. Loads. And we do have a preview on our sister show, the EvoStick MPL show, which is also available on this channel. But for clarification on who's taking on who in this weekend's matches in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup, please do visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. But let's jump in now with both feet, starting off with Buxton of that there MPL Premier Division. They're hosting this weekend our very own Fricklow Athletic. So first up on this week's show, we've got this particular fixture here and a chance for a sizeable cup upset, Buxton against Fricklow Athletic. And joining me now is the manager, it's Spencer Fern. Hello Spencer, how's things?
I'm good Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all good. So the start for Fricklow Athletic, obviously last season it was relegation. This season I'm imagining the expectation and the hope was to bounce straight back, and it's been a decent start by the club.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the last decade really at Fricklow, apart from a seventh place position in the Premier League a couple of years ago, it's really been a battle for the club. And unfortunately, they dropped down, got relegated last season. And myself, John Stancliffe, my assistant, Andy McKnight, who's one of our coaches, we took over the reins about May time. And it's pretty much been a rebuilding job. We only retained Seb, our goalkeeper, from the squad last year. Brought back small favourites like Gavin Allert, Jamil Ible, Jake Hayes, all a part of that side that finished seventh a few years ago. And then, you know, shopped around and got a few players from the North East counties and some other good players from the EvoStick. And it's been a decent start, but, you know, yourself, Ben, you know, when it's a completely new squad, which it pretty much is, you know, it takes a bit of time for lads to get to know each other. But, you know, one thing that's been apparent early doors is that they work tremendously hard. And there's a great team spirit within the club, which, you know, for me is one of the foundations of building a good team. So, yeah, we've won three, lost two. Disappointed to lose the games against Cleethorpes and Alverchurch. Not much in them, but, you know, small margins in football. And good to bounce back on bank holiday with a 5-0 win against Chasetown.
And obviously, you come to this, I think it was May you took over from your previous job at Maltby. And obviously, it was a difficult period for the club. But you've took over the reins and you've managed to steady the ship, and we've already picked up on it on the main MPL show. Just the fact you've got the likes of Gavin Allert playing for you, that's incredible. And obviously the performances he put in for Shaw Lane last season must give you hope that potentially, obviously you're not a one man band, but overall with the squad there's a hope that you could challenge, and with the extra promotion spot and a chance for maybe the seventh place team as well being in the playoffs, there must be a bit of a carrot there for Fricklow Athletic to really push on this season.
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, you know, signing people like Gav, I mean, he's, you know, from the same town as me, Rob. I mean, the fella's absolute quality, and you know, Gav could have probably gone up a league or two, but you know, he decided to come back to Fricklow where, you know, the fans love him there, and you know, he scored 88 goals in his previous spell. You know, having people like Gav and, you know, Jake Hazels and, you know, Seb, you know, we've got a good spine in the team. So, you know, hopefully we're going to be there or thereabouts. But what I've learned from experience, Ben, when I was at Maltby last year, we had the most horrific injury crisis leading up to Christmas, having 7-8 players out each week. So you just don't know what's going to happen from week to week. But, you know, apart from Gav's ankle ligament, where he took a nasty knock against Newcastle Town, and the way we've been training and looking after the lads, then, you know, they're all pretty much good to go. I mean, what we've done this year at Frickley, which I'm sure they haven't had before, but we've got nutritionists on board, strength and conditioning, chiropractors, massage therapists, all people that I've met along the way working in a variety of different sports. So, you know, to try and give us the best possible chance. It doesn't mean we're going to win games, but it means that our players are prepared and hopefully prevents any injury crisis that's occurring.
And obviously, I think we covered this in previous years with the likes of Witten and Northwich Victoria playing in Division 1 South and Charlaine. How's player recruitment been with obviously the fact that Frickley are in Division 1 South and they have to travel as far down like as Coventry to play Bedworth United? Is that a challenge?
I think when we're in Division 1 North, I mean, we're quite excited about that. So a lot of local derbies, you know, Ossie, you know, in Scarborough a bit further afield, a big club, Tadcaster. But then we got moved to the Division 1 South, and initially thought, crack, you know, it's a lot more travelling. But when you actually work it out over the course of a season, it's not that much, because you don't have to make your trips to Colwyn Bay or to South Shields or Kendal. So it pretty much evens out. I mean, a lot of them are, you know, the southern base. I think we're the most northern-based team. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we get on with it. We jump on a nice bus and have a good crack going down, talk about the game. And, you know, you've just got to deal with what you dealt, I suppose. But, yeah, it's a tough league, the South. There's some good sides in there, you know, as they are in the North. You know, Basford will be strong, obviously, the two sides of the club, Cleethorpes and Alverchurch. They've got real momentum. They've not made a huge amount of signings, so they've got, you know, lads who have been with them 2 or 3 years. So it'll be a competitive league. But, yeah, you know, we'd like to be up there.
And obviously, you won't be on that coach for too long this weekend. Where you're going to Silverlands to take on Buxton. Buxton have had an okay-ish start to the season, but they are still trying to find their feet themselves. There is a chance you could catch them on the hop. What are you expecting from Buxton this weekend, and how's your squad looking going into it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the exception of John Cyrus, who's got a long-term injury from his time at Ulster, which we're working with, you know, we're pretty much good to go. We played Buxton pre-season, you know, which was a good game. And I know Martin McIntosh pretty well as a smashing fella, and he's done a fantastic job at Buxton over the years. But they'll be favourites. You know, we'll definitely be the underdogs going into that. You know, it's the positions where we are in the league. They've had a fantastic win again at the weekend. I think Hardy got a hat-trick. You know, they're a dangerous side. And, you know, if we're going to get anything on Saturday, we've got to really be at our best, you know, for the 90 to 95 minutes.
Well, Spencer Fearn, because this is the Division 1 show, I can safely say I hope you win and I hope you make it through to the next round. Thank you for joining us, manager at Frickley Athletic, Spencer Fearn, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks ever so much, Ben. Cheers, mate.
So, next up on this week's show, we travel from Yorkshire back over to the good side of the Pennines, to Lancashire, and a bit of a derby this weekend. It's Cone against Lancaster City, and joining me now, it's the manager at Cone. It's a welcome return to the show to Stephen Cunningham. Hello, Steve. How's things?
Hiya, mate. Yeah, good. Thanks for having us on, mate. Appreciate the support.
No problem. And just a disclaimer, I'm from Lancashire, and it was just a bit of banter that to our Yorkshire audience. Anyway, moving on, though, we'll get to this big FA Cup match in a second or two, but just your thoughts on the start Cone's made to the season. I mean, the last game, 4-0 against Goole ain't bad. There or thereabouts, just 2 points from the playoffs, not a bad start.
Yeah, it's not been too bad, Ben. I mean, we had a very poor start last year in our first season. I think we lost 6 of our first 11 games. So we were conscious that we wanted to start well based on the success we had in the second half of last season. We obviously strengthened the team in areas that we needed to, and we felt that we brought the right players to the club. Pre-season went well. We were confident going into it, and then our balloon burst on the first game of the season, and rightly so, because we were poor, and Atherton College were deserved winners. But then it's the first game of the season, and you know, there's no need for panic stations, and we picked up some good points at Mosley away. We had a fantastic win in the FA Cup, beating Tadcaster. Saturday was a tough draw away at Colwyn Bay, and I don't think they'll drop many points at home. And then to obviously top off the weekend with a 4-0 win against Goole. Yep, granted, they're struggling a little bit at the moment, but you've still got to get that result. It's not a given. So just each game, we've got a little bit better. We know we can still be at another level, and hopefully that'll just come. But it takes into this weekend, and are missing some key players, and that seems to be the theme since the start of the season. Just can't get that team that we had on paper, the, you know, attractive to us and what we wanted to work with. But that's football at this level, and I'm sure all the other teams are going through the same. It settles down in a couple of months' time. But so far, we're happy as a club, and we'll look to build on that.
So, speaking of building, obviously last season was your first year at this level for, well, a while, I think. I've not got the history books, but it was a while since Cohn's been at this level. And it was a good solid season. Is there an expectation from you and the rest of the club of building on that this year, especially with the prospect of maybe seventh being a playoff spot this season?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of signal our intention to go and win it. But then you see South Shields doing what they're doing, so reality it's in. But our ambition, mate, obviously it was actually the very first time as Cohn FC at that level last year, and I think we're taking a lot of people by surprise where we finished and how we performed. But as a club, we knew what we had. We knew where we want to take the club, and this year was very much, we've got to look to build on that. And I've been manager of Cohn now for 3.5 years, and each season we've always done better. So, you know, we've got big targets in terms of in-house that we want to be better than what we did last year. Now, to do that, we have to finish slightly higher and still make playoffs or go and get promoted. And like you say, the attractiveness for a lot of teams is the opportunity this year to really have a chance of progressing your football club. You know, two automatic promotion spots is fantastic, especially with the way that the league's setting up at the moment with certain teams and resources available to them. And then the opportunity of playoffs going down to seventh, if there is a third best place winner in our league, it's great because it keeps the season alive for so many ambitious teams. And we would like to think that we are one of them ambitious teams that would like to progress. We've obviously set a benchmark last season. But the great thing for us is our football club, in terms of the board and the fans, nobody's getting carried away. You know, last year was totally unexpected. People said stay in the league after working so hard to get in there. But I'm a winner, Ben, and I only know one way, and that's always move forward. And for me, we've got to be pushing. And I'd like to think that, you know, we've got a chance. And you need a bit of luck as well. But we certainly want to go one better than last year and put ourselves in that top four or five teams that can have a chance of promotion.
And it's interesting you're playing Lancaster City this weekend in the FA Cup and hosting them. Obviously, I think as a club, Cohn would like to mirror what Lancaster City have done last season and get promoted and make an impact in the division above. What are you expecting? You're talking about, you've not quite got your full strength team there, but you have got home advantage, and I've been to Cohn, and it can be an intimidating place.
Yeah, I mean, the fans are absolutely fantastic for us, you know, and more from, I think, a point of view that teams will probably come and not expect the noise that we actually generate, because it's never, you know, it's not a vicious place in terms of the fans, in terms of any, you know, slagging people off or bad banter. It is all very much, wow, where's this noise come from Little Cohn FC? But the crowd do get behind us on big occasions. But in terms of the first party question, you know, Lancaster City had a fantastic season last year, and league tables don't lie, they were the best team in the league. They finished first. And we know that we'd love to emulate them, but they've been an Evo Stick team now at that level for a number of years, we saw how hard they've worked to get to where they are. So we've got to, you know, that's our benchmark, I suppose, to pull them in the next round of the cup for us. You're thinking, oh, we've pulled a tough one, but that said, we had good games with them last year. We know them, they know us. They've took me top goal scorer off me in the summer in Ollie Woods. So if he's playing, great. Because we know how to maybe nullify him. But no, it'd be great to see him back. And we're pleased that he had the opportunity to step up as well, because we're a club that believe if there's an opportunity to always move forward. So it'd be great to see him. I know Brownie well. They've done really well. I think they've represented our level this year in the next league above really well. I think they're unbeaten, if I remember rightly. We've had them watched, and they're very similar to last year. They've obviously strengthened in certain areas like we have. But it's a game that we don't fear. We certainly will be going into the fixture confident. You know, we're coming off the back of an unbeaten run of four games and three clean sheets on the spin. So you know, I don't see them turning teams over at the moment, and I hope I've not jinxed myself that they're going to smash us 5-0. But, you know, it could be a close game, and if we're on our game, regardless if I'm missing people, they could be missing people, it's on the day, and I'd like to think that, you know, we've prepared well, we're looking forward to the game, and I'm sure it'll be a good spectacle for the fans.
Absolutely, and Lancaster obviously have a big following as well, so a big crowd expected there at Harrison Drive. But Steve Cunningham, I can say this because it's the Division 1 show, so don't get in touch, Lancaster City fans. Division 1 show, Cone, we hope you win and get through to the next round. Steve Cunningham, manager at Cone FC, a big thank you for joining us, and all the best this weekend.
Oh, thank you very much, mate, and I'll speak to you again soon.
So, next up on this week's show, we've got this fixture here, Hales Owen Town against Basford United. And joining me now, it's their manager. It's a welcome return to the show to Martin Carruthers. Hello, Martin. How's things?
How you doing, Ben? Good to see you again.
So, just to, as a disclaimer, this is a Division 1 show, so I've got you back 100%. I want Basford United to win this tie. Just to say, though, before we get to the FA Cup, the league form, it's not been bad, has it?
No, we've had a great start to the season, 4-4. Obviously, you always need a bit of luck in football, and we've certainly had that. We've rode our luck at times with penalty saves and referees' decisions, and the start of last season, we had quite a bit of luck go against us. This year, we've started really well, but we know in football, things can change very quickly, so we're taking nothing for granted. We're going to keep working hard. It's very early days, you know, we won't take notice of the league table until after 10 games, and then, you know, you sort of plan your season out from there.
Now, talking about planning out the season, obviously, for the last two seasons when we've been talking about Basford United, they've been there or thereabouts when it comes to playoff contention. This year, there's a bit of a bigger carrot, and that's the theme of the show when we're talking about league positions. There's two automatic spots, a potential third one with playoffs going down to seventh position. What's your aim and target this season at Basford United?
I mean, our aim when we set out this season was to get promoted. That's the only thing in concern for us. In an ideal world, you know, we want to win the title. Next best thing is the top two. If you can fit in one of the best third place finishers, then we'll take that. If we can get up by the playoffs, we'll take that. So, you know, we're not greedy. We want promotion and whatever it takes, however we do it, that's all that matters to this football club at the minute in terms of how we want to progress and get the club to kick on.
And obviously it's early days for the competition as a whole, but then again, you can already see that the new sides that have come up are really adding something to the division. Cleethorpes Town, Alvechurch and Peterborough Sports. It must feel like, oh, we've got rid of Shaw Lane and Witten. Great, now it's our turn. And oh, look, what are these three doing here?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I mean, we came across Cleethorpes Town a few years back when they knocked us out of the FA Vars and they was a league below, so... I always keep an eye on the teams that are up and coming. So in our top eight sides this year, Cleethorpes, Alvechurch and Peterborough Sports were all up there. So we know all about them. We know about their strength and quality. And as always, with teams that come up, they have that momentum. They have that winning factor, that winning mentality. So we know, you know, all those teams that have come up are going to be there or thereabouts come the end of the season.
And what's the atmosphere like at the club amongst the support base and that kind of thing? I mean, when you follow Basford on social media, there's all kinds of videos and pictures and articles being put up. The social media side is excellent at the club. Going into the FA Cup and the chance of an upset against Hales Owen, you've not really had the best of starts, to be fair. What's the mood like amongst the wider club?
Yeah, the mood's brilliant. I mean, away at Corby Town last week, I think we took about 10 to 15 supporters, which is unheard of for us. So the fan base is building all the time. That's what we certainly need to work on. If we can get a core of, I mean, if we can get 30, 40 fans to go to Hales Owen, which I think we'll get, then, you know, it's massive for us. You know, we go there as underdogs. They're in a higher league. The league form, the league position, you know, is false at the minute. You know, they've played some decent sides this season. We know they're a very good club and very good setup. So, you know, we're underdogs. We'll go there and try and give a good account of ourselves.
Just a quick mention then for Basford United in the FA Cup. You just touched upon what you're expecting from Hales Owen. Have you got a full-strength squad going into this? No injury concerns or anything like that?
No, we had a few injuries last week, but we've managed to rotate the squad. So, yeah, we're going there full strength. like you say, very much looking forward to it. It's a fantastic competition, and we're open to cause an upset and then hopefully get a decent draw in the next round.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, Martin, this is the Division One show, so I can safely say we hope you win. And we'll be speaking to you in the next round. But Martin Carruthers, manager at Basford United, a big thank you for joining us this month on the Division One show.
Cheers, Ben. Speak soon.
So, next up on this week's show, we've got Lincoln United against Redditch United. And joining me now, it's a welcome return to the Division One show of manager at Lincoln United. It's Sam Wilkinson. Hello, Sam. How's things?
I'm all right, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good. So we're here again, and a start of another FA Cup run. we'll get to the FA Cup run in a second, but just your general thoughts on the start to the season Lincoln United have had so far. It's been all right so far.
Yeah, it's been a steady start, to be fair. Obviously, still unbeaten in the league. We beat Felper in the cup after replay. So six games unbeaten is a steady start, but we wish it could have been a little bit better, to be honest. Missed chances have not, at important times, have killed us, really. You know, just getting that killer goal has let us down so far. But, you know, overall, we're definitely pleased with how the start's gone. You know, being unbeaten, we just need to turn a couple of them draws into wins.
Now, obviously, last season, the FA Cup run that Lincoln United had was mightily impressive. But throughout the second half of last season, it felt like Lincoln United were playing catch-up as a result of the cup exploits that your side were successful with last season. What's your mood going into these FA Cup rounds that it's just gone and this big match against Redditch United this weekend?
No, of course, you know, we want another cup run. You know, clubs like ours, you know, they don't come around very often. We're hoping we can do it again this year. You know, it does distract your league slightly, but, you know, the finances for the club will be huge. It's hopefully a cup run, you know, for the players that they love the FA Cup. You know, everything about it, we want a cup run and be successful in the league, to be fair.
And speaking of the league, obviously, like we said, it's an unbeaten start. Foot played for 1-1 and drawn 3. What was your expectations going into this season? Because you were very, very close. I mean, I remember Andrew Simpson tipping you for sneaking into the playoffs in the March shows we were doing, because you were creeping in there. What's your take on the league this season? Because there is that added promotion spot plus the possibility of seventh being involved in the playoffs. Is that too much of a carrot to miss?
Hopefully, you know, that's where we want to be. We want to be challenging at the top. You know, we're not saying we can win the league, but we hope to be challenging the top teams and be somewhere near. So, you know, our goal is to at least get in the playoffs this year. Last year, we were just happy if we could just scrape in. This year, we want to make sure we get in.
And one of the sides that you played already, I mean, we were saying earlier, we're obviously missing Shaw Lane now and Witten from the division, but we've inherited three really top teams in Alverchurch, Peterborough Sports and in Cleethorpes Town. What you've already played Peterborough Sports. What's your take on what they've added to the division this season?
Yeah, I mean, all the three clubs are flying, aren't they? They're used to winning games from obviously last season, and you know, they've started the season off really well. Peterborough was very good football inside. The three lads up top, I think they got over 100 odd goals between them last year, so you know, they'll be strong. And they also had a few out when they played us, so I expect them to gradually get stronger as the season progresses. Don't know too much about Alverchurch, to be fair, but again, they've started really well. It's hard, obviously, Basford look a real strong side this year. They've added real quality to their squad. And obviously, we know about Cleethorpes, you know, that they'll definitely be somewhere near. You can't really see one standout team. Also, two standout teams like Shore Lane and Witten last year. At this stage, I think it'll be a little bit closer, but you just never know.
And just a quick mention then for the FA Cup. I've got memories of last season. I think, was it the first or it would be the second or third qualifying rounds where you beat Nuneaton? It was one of those afternoons, yeah. Wasn't it? I mean, Redditch United, they are the favourites in this game. But to be honest with you, you've been here before and you've done it before. But what are you expecting from Redditch United?
Yeah, I mean, last year the Nuneaton game was, you know, was brilliant for the club. To play away from home as well, you know, it was a special day. Redditch will be similar in the way they play. We know they like to play football. We know they're one of the favourites to get promoted from the league. And we've had a couple of scouting reports on them. So we know it's going to be really tough. It's the same old thing in the FA Cup. You want a little bit of luck, you know, a little bit of magic somewhere along the lines. You know, and our players have got to be at their best, and Redditch have probably got to be slightly off it, which that's what we're hoping to do. Because we're at home, you know, we'll still look to be positive and still play our own way. But at the same time, we know they're going to have a lot of the ball, you know, so we'll have to be solid and defend for life at times.
Now, throughout this show, Sam, we've been saying the same thing because it's the Division One show. We hope you win, but in this instance, it's the Southern League, so we really hope you win and you know, really stick it to him. And we'll definitely have you on for when you're in the second qualifying round.
Oh, brilliant! Thanks, Ben.
Sam Wilkinson, their manager at Lincoln United. Thanks for joining us on the Division One show. So, next up on this week's show, we've got this fixture here. It's Loughborough Dynamo against Stourbridge. And joining us, it's a welcome return to the show, Loughborough Dynamo manager. Please welcome back Peter Ward. Hello, Pete. How's things?
Hi, Ben. Okay, fine.
So, the last time we had you on, it was, well, you'd survived in the league. And you were saying to me that this season and over the summer, you're going to work to ensure it doesn't happen again. And Loughborough Dynamo had a good start to the season so far.
Yeah, I think you know, we've had a good start. We've you know, we brought new players in, so obviously we're a lot better than we were last year. Recruitment's been good as far as I'm concerned, and there's just a problem obviously when we get a few injuries, you know, and I think we've suffered that this last weekend. I'm not making excuses. At the end of the day, every club has injuries, but we've only got a small squad. And, you know, we went to Basford on Monday and give a real good account of ourselves. The performance was good, although we lost 1-0. So, looking forward, obviously, into the Stourbridge game.
I mean, you must have been heartened, because obviously Basford have been beating a fair few teams so far in this early stage of the season. To go to their place and only lose by 1-0, it must show a bit of steeliness to the squad.
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Martin was screaming for the whistle, you know, so, and you know, Deeney had pulled off a couple of good saves. I didn't think we deserved to win the game, but we deserved something out of the game, you know, and I've got a couple of forwards missing. I mean, Carl Dumas, he's been suspended for 6 games, and Saturday he'll be missing again, and then obviously he's back with us, so he'll be a plus for the team, but obviously not this Saturday.
Now, obviously, Division 1 South this season, we obviously have lost teams like Witton Albion and Charlene have gone up, but we've inherited Peterborough Sports and Alve Church and Cleethorpes Town, and we all know about their FA Vars exploits. And what have you made of the competition in this early stages thus far, the league?
Well, yeah, I think obviously the newcomers have done really well. You know, they've come into the league and, you know, they have obviously been a threat. I mean, a lot of good clubs have played them and they've got good results, you know. I do think, you know, obviously playing Basford ourselves, I think Basford will be amongst them at the end of the season. And I think it'll be very close, contested very closely. I don't think you can sort of, at this moment in time, irrespective of how the results have gone, to say that, you know, one team's going to run away with it. And I don't think that'll happen this year. I think it'll be a really tightly contested league, especially with the extra place available.
And what's your take on Loughborough's chances this season? I think at the moment you're 15th. I think, are you after a quiet season this season, or are you after maybe even challenging for that illustrious seventh spot, maybe?
Yeah, I think as a manager, Ben, you know, you really want to finish as high as you possibly can, you know. I mean, obviously our main aim was not to be involved in the relegation zone. I think the side's strong enough not to do that. And if we can keep, you know, obviously picking up points. I mean, I know I keep on about Dumas, but he will make a difference to us. You know, he scores goals for us, and we've missed him over these first few games. But, you know, I think the side really is, and we're playing some good football. We're playing some real good football, and I think people are going away from the ground really pleased with what they're seeing. But, you know, I'm looking really, I want to get in the playoffs. But realistically, if we, you know, if we ended up mid-table, I would imagine the club would be highly satisfied. But as a manager, and I think as the players, you know, they want to try and have a go and see how far it takes us.
Now, this weekend, it's time to leave the league behind for a moment or two and focus on the FA Cup. You got Stourbridge coming, and obviously Stourbridge are FA Cup kings of the modern non-league era, it would appear. But then again, you know, we've seen clubs who've gone on good FA Cup runs one season, then slip up. What are the chances this weekend? And is Loughborough Dynamo up for the cup?
Yeah, I think what you've got to say to yourself is, Ben, that probably you know, Stourbridge have thrived on being, you know, being giant killers, you know, and I suppose the ball's in our court this weekend. You know, we've got to be the giant killers and we've got to knock them off the pitch. But, you know, with Gary Ackett's got a good side there. Obviously, he's got quite a few players in now and they're bedding themselves in. So we've got to play at our best and hopefully that they might have a little bit of an off day. But from my point of view, yeah, you know, they've got to come and they've got to obviously win the game. But we're ready, you know, we'll give them a game and hopefully, you know, we might get a result and upset one or two people. But, you know, my concern is that we give a good account of ourselves and that we can hopefully spoil the copybooks.
Well, Pete, you'll be pleased to know that as this is the Division 1 show, I can safely say I hope you win and I hope you make it through to the next round. And we'll definitely have you on when you are in the draw for the second qualifying round. And Pete Ward, manager at Loughborough Dynamo, a big thank you for joining us this month on the Division 1 show.
Thanks, Ben.
So, next up on this week's show, we've got this FA Cup tie here, Peterborough Sports against Stafford Rangers. And joining us now from Peterborough Sports, it's the manager, it's James Dean. Hello, James. How's things?
Hello, Ben. You all right, mate?
I'm all good.
Not too bad, thank you.
So, this is the debut for you and also for Peterborough Sports. You've not been officially welcomed to the league until the MPL show's welcomed you, so welcome to the league officially. We'll get to the big FA Cup tie in a second with Stafford Rangers, but just your general impressions on Peterborough Sports' start to life in Division 1 South. It's not been bad at all, has it?
No, to be honest with you, after the pre-season we had and the injuries we've had, I was expecting the worst, to be honest with you. You know, when I've recruited players in the past, I've always a target identified. I've known who I wanted to go for, but with the injuries we've had, it's kind of tested me in a different way, so to speak. But all things considered, the lads will come in. They've, you know, they've took to it just like my existing players already do, and you know, it has been a good start.
And obviously, on this show, we've been talking about, you know, the rise of clubs like South Shields and Cleethorpes. But the story of Peterborough Sports is very, very interesting. If you go to the Wikipedia page, it's one of progression. But it really did kick off when you took over in 2015 and from assistant manager to manager. The rise has been, and the silverware coming in has been quite amazing, really.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say we're in the mould of a team like South Shields. They're obviously a very big club with their, I suppose Cleethorpes are a little bit with their gates, whereas Peterborough Sports, it was kind of from nothing, you know. It's something that took off really quickly.
We're talking, in your first season, winning the double in the United Counties League and winning Division 1 and then winning the Championship last season. There is progression there. And obviously, at the start of this, start of January, I think the club launched an academy as well. So off the pitch, stuff is being developed at Peterborough Sports as well.
It is. I mean, I've been working on that this morning, to be honest with you. We're trying to put an infrastructure in that where the club can help finance itself a bit more, Ben. It's not easy, it really ain't. Or even help the chairman finance it to a point where we can be competitive at this level and hopefully a level above. Because people in Peterborough, they really are buying into it and coming out and supporting us, which is a good thing. We've gone from gates of, I don't know, 40s and 50s when I first took the job, like, and now we're averaging 200. So it's, you know, it really is taking off.
So's the league campaign. Fourth position in the league. Just to talk about your general expectations, because obviously winning's become a habit at the club, and we've seen with clubs that come up from counties level that winning can continue as well. I mean, we could talk about Shaw Lane or we could talk about Atherton Collieries, currently in Division 1 North, doing very, very well. What was your expectation at the club this season when it comes to finding your feet at this level, plus as well with the added extra promotion spots available?
Listen, it's a funny one because if we had gone, I mean, I was playing the South Central for St Ives when I got the injury, which ended up with me helping out Chris Plummer, which ended up me taking the job. If we had gone put in that league, with the team I've got and knowing that league, if they had two automatic promotion places, I look at the league and the players I had, I would have expected to be right up there, if I'm honest with you. But this league, you know, it's pretty unforgiving, isn't it? I mean, every game's an hard game. Everyone beats everyone. The chairman said to me, find your feet, so to speak. You know, I know that meant quite literally, but he said anything bar relegation's okay. But, you know, obviously, I mean, inside, my target would be, and it'd be, you know, it'd be a big target. I'm not saying it's something we expect to do, but you always aim high, don't you?
Yeah.
If you don't get where you want to be, then you can look at it again. But my target would have to be the playoffs. That's where I'd want to be.
This weekend you're going to be on home soil, and you've already alluded to it, that the travelling army that Stafford Rangers bring. There's also one thing that announces a club arriving is a good FA Cup run. What are you expecting from Stafford Rangers this weekend, and are you up for the cup?
Mate, I'll be honest with you, yeah. I've had 2 years where, you know, I probably shouldn't say it, but I knew we'd win UCL Division 1. I knew we'd win the UCL Prem. It was just about how we did it. And we've had 2 years where we've had a big impetus on the FA competitions. And both years, at this stage, I mean, I think a couple of years ago, it was the first time we'd been there in over 100 years. It was some kind of record. It was on the BBC and, you know, it made big news. But this year, like it's the first time really that we don't need the FA Cup run to keep an impetus on the season and the games. Like, every game is testing, every game is hard, every game we've got to be up for in the league. So it's nice in that sense to have the pressure off. Obviously, I want to do well, of course I do. There's no way I'm conceding anything to Stafford. There's no way that I'm going to not field the strongest side I can and not try and win the game. But it's not the be-all and end-all this year, and That's a better situation to be in, you know.
I was going to say, teams play a lot better if the pressure's off. So look out, Stafford.
Well, do you know what? It might work out for us. And another thing, mate, like last round, we was down to 9 men in the 93rd minute. And we scored a last-minute penalty to force a replay. The replay, we started with 5 out. 3 more dropped out in the game. And these aren't exaggerating numbers. These are exact numbers of the injuries and suspensions we've had. And somehow we found a way to win that 2-0 against Arnsby Rovers. They're a league below, but they're pretty much like we was last year. They're expected to win the UCL. So, and there was a lot of needle there from last year because it was one of our rivals. So, you know, it is what it is, isn't it? We'll just take it and enjoy the game, I think, mate.
Well, I hope you enjoy the game and I hope you win, because we can say that because it's a Division 1 show. So, James Dean, manager at Peterborough Sports, a big congratulations for last season and the start to the season that Peterborough Sports have had. And we'll probably be speaking to you in the next round.
I hope we win as well, mate.
So, next up on this week's show, is there a cup upset in the making here? It's Scarborough Athletic against Workington. And joining me now from a Scarborough perspective, we're joined by the manager. It's the welcome return to Steve Kittrick. Hello, Steve. How's things?
Fine, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good. So, this is the Division 1 show. So, you've got my 100% backing in this FA Cup tie here, Steve. You'll be pleased to know. We'll get to the tie in a second. But just your general impressions about the start to the season Scarborough have had. Firstly, is it nice to be playing football, competitive football, back in the town of Scarborough?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, you know, when I took the job, when David convinced me to come to Scarborough and they were playing at Bray, they said the long-term aim was to get back to Scarborough, which they have done this season. We're getting very good gates, as you've seen, 1,700-1,800 people watching. Massive buzz in the town. You know, it's great to see that many supporters at this level, so it can only get better.
Absolutely. The crowds have been really, really impressive. And it must feel like now that you're in charge of a club going places. I know when we spoke in previous years that, you know, it was clear the club was going somewhere. But to see it in the flesh now, it must really bring a bit of a buzz to training sessions and to your efforts as manager.
Well, yeah, I mean the thing is it helps you get a bit better player, you know, but also can have its downfalls because of some of the players have not played in front of more than 200 or 300 people at any one time. But they've got to learn to cope with that. The club does things right. We've got a great training facility at York. Everything's in place. They've done really, really well. The new chairman, Trevor, and the board have backed me 110%. And everything that fetched the table or what they said to me were right, has been right, and they've got a great facility. It's a great place to come, family place, people love it. There's a great buzz about the place, to be honest. It is a good place to be at the moment.
And obviously, last season, it was playoff disappointment in the end for Scarborough, but with this new stadium now and this sense of momentum at the club, the start that Scarborough have made, it's clear the ambition is there to get promoted this season. One defeat thus far, and that's to South Shields, but there or thereabouts. Are you happy with the start Scarborough have made?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. You know, we're on this 3G pitch, which is new to everybody. The pitch has only been laid probably 3 months, so it's got a bed in. it has got its issues, but we are dealing with that. And it's, we've got to try and make Scarborough's home games a fortress, and which I thought on Monday that Shields found it hard, even though we went down to 10 men. But the crowd helped. I mean, to be fair to Shields, they fetched 500 or 600 for a great atmosphere. And I think non-league's getting stronger and stronger as we're going on. And I think, you know, in years to come, there'll be more people watching non-league than paying silly money to watch Premiership football, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think, is it transfer deadline day today? All this stuff passes me by. It's all silly money and silly season in the Pro League. But anyway, when it comes to Scarborough and promotion this season, there's an added playoff spot this year. Plus, as well, there's an added carrot that perhaps the best place, third place team, if that makes sense, from Step 4 will also get promoted. How tempting is it for a club like Scarborough to really go for it?
It's massive, but you know my history in as well as anybody in playoffs. I don't like them. So we've got to make sure we're in the top two spots at the end of the season. Well, I do not like playoffs. It's a lottery.
Well, there you go. That's the perfect answer, and I'm sure every Scarborough fan is sitting at home going, good on you, Steve. We like to hear that. Promotion for this season, yeah. Automatic. When it comes to, finally, Steve, when it comes to the FA Cup, obviously you've got Workington this weekend, and it's a home game, and Workington, they're not the best of starts. What are you expecting from Workington, and what are your hopes and expectations for your own side?
Well, firstly, Workington, they'll be strong, they'll be organised. We had them watched against Whitby. They got some quality. They got some lads that's played at higher level. And my memories of when I was at Guiseley playing against Workington in the Conference North were always good competitive games. So we won't get an easy game, which I don't think you do in FA Cup. I think everybody wants to get the next round. I think regarding Scarborough, they've got a good history in the FA Cup. You know, they've won some vital games. They beat Chelsea and one or two other teams before in the FA Cup. So it's a massive, massive plus for the area. And, you know, the chairman, before I spoke to you this morning, the chairman has been on the phone saying, look, there's a great buzz about the place. It's FA Cup. Let's see if we can get through and get to the next round. And you know, we're going to go out and win it. It'll be nice to get a Conference North side in next round. But listen, I think Saturday afternoon will be very, very tough, and we've got to be on our mettle to win the game.
And we should say as well, nothing says a club has arrived than a good FA Cup run. And, you know, it's the first time back at Scarborough, and it would be good coverage for the club. And on that note, Steve, as I said, it is the Division 1 show, so I can safely say I hope you win. And thanks for joining us on this week's show.
No, thanks very much for your time, and let's hope we're talking next week and we're in the next round.
So, next up on this week's show, we've got this particular fixture. It's Shaw Lane against Radcliffe Borough. And joining me now from Radcliffe Borough, we're joined, so be upstanding, by the chairman at the club. It's Paul Hilton. Hello, Paul. How's things?
Hi, well, thank you.
So, we'll get to this big cup tie in a second or two, but just your general impression for Radcliffe Borough and the start the club's made. It was obviously a difficult season last season, particularly off the pitch with the fire. And this season, speaking to James, it feels like the club's trying to build something both on and off the pitch. How are things progressing at the club?
Well, certainly off the pitch, things are going really, really well. I mean, we're obviously trying to go through the process of a rebrand at the moment and fixing up from what happened at the fire and trying to really promote ourselves in a better way and, you know, be a bit more modern and start to look forward as a football club. We had a lot of work to do to arrest the few years of decline. So it's been the first part of that project is to stabilise the club and get the club itself moving in the right direction, which certainly, you know, we've been done off the pitch. We've had a tough start on the pitch, and we've had a little bit of bad luck, which we seem to attract somehow. But that's the way of the world in football. And we're looking to build from there. And you know, things certainly looking good. in the way that the club's operating. It's just a matter of how we go from here with the way the team's playing.
And obviously we've touched upon it because obviously we have James Hayes on all the time, and he's a big Borough fan, obviously, and he talks about the social media side of the club. As you said, the rebranding. What else is the club doing? Because after the fire, the one thing that we picked up upon was the size of the crowd. I think you had a County Cup match against West Didsby and Cholton the following game, and there was a big crowd there at your place. Is that something that you want to build upon as well, bring the community back into the club?
Absolutely. The club's found itself a little bit disattached from the from its community for the last few years, and you know that really, you know, the negatives of the fire are obvious, but the positives that you've got to try and take out of it was that it gave us an example of what can happen if we get the community engaged. And you know, the response to that game, we got 384, I think. It was double the attendance, and it was all within a couple of days of the event. So there's a fan base to be tapped into that we've got to engage with better. We've got to get that right. We've got to make them feel like they belong, and we think that we're doing that. But you know, it all has to come together, and it'll take a little bit of time. And you know, the club in the past has had good crowds, and it's just that you don't become the stylish club necessarily when things aren't going so well. So we've got to arrest all of those different things, but also give people a good experience when they come.
And one thing that I like to pick up on, and I know I say this about a lot of clubs with catering, Stainton Park, the Pie and Peas, is very, very nice. So I'm just throwing that out there. One thing that does attract crowds is obviously an FA Cup run. And this weekend, though, there could have been an easier draw, to be fair. Shaw Lane, they had a sluggish start to the season. They have kicked into form in recent games, though. What are you expecting from Shaw Lane?
They're a big, strong side. I went to see them at that Memorial game with Brighouse in the pre-season. And that was the thing that was evident immediately was they're a big, strong side. We've got a tough task ahead of us, really, especially away from home over in Barnsley. But you know, we've been unlucky with the way that we've played. We've been unlucky with some of the way things have gone on the pitch, and the cup gives you that opportunity to just put that to one side and really have a go at the game. And we've got some really good players, and that should hopefully give us some sort of opportunity to take something from that game.
Well, as this is the Division 1 show, and we've been saying it to everyone, but we genuinely mean it, because it's a Division 1 show, we hope you win, and we hope you make it through to the next round, and hopefully it'll be a home tie, and you get a big bumper crowd there at Stainton Park. And, well, Paul Hilton, Chairman at Radcliffe Borough, a big thank you for joining us this week on the show. Keep up the excellent work off the pitch, and we'll be speaking to you soon.
Cheers.
So next up on this week's show, we've got this tie here, Stratford Town against Newcastle Town. And joining me now, it's the manager at Newcastle Town, it's Robert Askey. Hello, Robert, how's things?
Fine, thank you.
So we'll get to the FA Cup in a second or so, but firstly, a welcome to the show. New, obviously, to the job at Newcastle. How's your reign started? How's it been so far with pre-season and the first four games in the league?
Well, I was appointed pre-season. They had a decent squad from the previous year, and they just missed out on the playoffs. And the manager, Scott Dundas, had moved on to Chasetown. And the players that were left, slowly, one by one, left for other clubs. Other clubs in our region, Kidsgrove, Leek, even Chasetown. We lost 11 players. We were left with two players who actually played more than 20 games last season. There were three others that stayed, but they hadn't played much of a part of last season. So there were only two players. One of them was my son, and one of them was my nephew.
Wow.
So they weren't allowed to leave. So so I was left with two players plus about three others who had played a bit of the season the previous year. So it was a tough pre-season to get a team in together. And my assistant, which is my brother Mark, we put together a squad, and we've assembled a squad that we're quite pleased with. But so from a slow start, we seem to be pulling it together.
And for those people on the outside who might not have followed the Newcastle Town over the summer, and they look at the league table and see Newcastle Town in fifth, they might go, oh, that's where I expected Newcastle Town to be. Because as you've alluded to already, Robert, you know, they've been there or thereabouts throughout since we've been doing this show. But actually behind the scenes, like you say, you've had a hell of a job there with your coaching staff as well to rebuild a squad.
Yeah, they probably overstretched themselves last year to nearly make the playoffs. They probably did better than they expected. So they did well last year, but like I say, 11 of those players left. So we were left with outside. And Newcastle's budget compared to the other teams in the local area is, well, if I say it's half, that would be... being conservative, really, you know, it's a much, much lower budget. So really, Newcastle, they do well to stay in the league, to be fair. So yeah, we're pleased with the start we've had, but we're under no illusions to where we could be at the end of the season, really.
So you're going to... My next question, I can already feel it, Robert. You're going to downplay what your expectations for Newcastle, but it's one theme that we've been covering throughout the show about this extra promotion spot, the chances for the best performing division at Step 4 to have seventh be included in the playoffs. There is an extra carrot there, and you must be thinking to yourself, you must have one side of your brain going, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's why we're all involved in football, isn't it? Because you think you can do it, you hope you can do it, and so you're always optimistic, and you know, and the team that we've put together have started well, and you never know. You never know. But I'm not gonna be shouting that we're gonna be winning the league or making the playoffs yet, but perhaps ask me again in January, February, see where we are.
Now, one area which does galvanise a squad like nobody's business is a good FA Cup run. And you've already played Evesham, who are part of the Southern League structure. Obviously, yeah. The second tier of the Southern League. You're travelling to Stratford Town, who are in the Southern Prem. What are you expecting from Stratford Town this weekend?
I know very little about them, to be fair. I know that Evesham are very strong and they're in the southern section. I would expect that Stratford being a league higher, that league's going to be even stronger. So I'm expecting a really tough game. But the FA Cup, you know, sometimes throws up shocks, and we're hoping to go there tomorrow and perhaps have a little upset.
Well, one of the things we've been saying on this show, I've been, you know, in a jokey way, because obviously we cover the Premier Division as well, and I've been saying to every Division 1 side, I hope you win, because this is the Division 1 show. In this instance, Robert, I could safely say, we hope you stuff them, and we hope you get through to the second round, and in which case we'll get you back on the show, no problem at all.
Thank you very much. Hope to be back on the show then. Thank you.
Robert Ashley, the manager at Newcastle Town. Thanks for joining us on the Division 1 show. It's now time for your beautiful wall of Division 1 correspondence. And we've had loads of people get in touch from South Shields. You lot need to calm down. Darren Tinmouth has been in touch to say, South Shields, I'm more positive at the moment. Sure, we've not been at our best, but that says a lot when despite that, we've still managed to win all four league games and an FA Cup tie too. The game against Witton Albion on Saturday, I think will be the time when we'll find out where we stand in terms of our squad. Andrew Whiffen has also been in touch from South Shields. The majority of us Shields fans will take nothing for granted, even though we've made a great start in the league. If we travel well during the winter months, we will be in with a great shout of promotion. Funny things happen in football, so like I said, nothing taken for granted, and let's enjoy the season and see how it pans out. Jeff Main, again from South Shields. Sounds arrogant when you're sitting 4-0, but we've been inconsistent. Bamber and Trafford in particular made us work very hard for the points. Julio missing for the first games and Finnegan suspended has thrown the balance slightly out. Someone, somewhere, very soon is going to experience the Mariners at at their absolute best. And Brian Foster, ditto what everyone else has said. We are a good team and no doubt most of the pundits have us favourites for the league. Average home crowd around 1500 mark. So with that sort of income alone, I would expect us to be right up there. Moving along to Kidsgrove, and Paul Griffiths has been in touch to say, very slow start at Kidsgrove. Our season starts in September, having not won a league game in August since 2012-13 against Brigg. Ironically, the only win was against Trafford in the FA Cup, who are in Division 1 North, probably the best team we have played, and it's Clitheroe on Saturday in the FA Cup. We've had two pieces of correspondence in from Scarborough fans. Jonathan Wood, most Borough fans would have taken 7 points from our first four games in August and have gone on our best FA Cup run for 3 years. So, a satisfactory start. And Ant Taylor has also been in touch. Scarborough played 4, won 2, lost 1, still in the FA Cup. Still in a good position, need to work on our home games and make our new ground a fortress. From a high perspective, Thomas Rothwell has been in touch to say, unbeaten start, but 1 win and 3 draws, it could be much better. Need to be more clinical and finish key chances. Our defence is solid, as we have conceded 2 in 4 games and have kept 2 clean sheets away from home. From Hyde United to Prescott Cables, and Jamie Weston has been in touch to say, Cables slowly starting to get into rhythm now. Should have beaten Skem on Monday though. Jake Coote, happy with Rami's start. 2 away draws against tough sides and 2 convincing home wins. 3rd in the table at this point and the best August we've had in years. Moving a bit further south, and Lee Digger Grave has been in touch to say, Belper Town, a steady enough start with 1 win, 2 draws and a loss in the first 4 league games. Still need a couple of decent players bringing in to strengthen us up. Think it will be a mid-table finish, but if we can still be in with a shout to the playoffs come February, who knows? And finally, Andy Miller has been in touch from a Corby perspective. Excellent first game. Since then, dire. Avoiding a 3rd relegation in a row is looking tough at the moment. Oh, what a terrible way to end this week's Division 1 Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next month for another wall littered with your beautiful correspondence. And remember, Andy, it's still very early days. And that, dear listener, is the end of this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. A big thank you to all my guests this week. And as we alluded to earlier, there's loads of matches taking place this weekend in the FA Cup. And a big good luck to all our sides from the Evo Stick Division 1 North and Division 1 South. We hope you all win, even those taking on sides from the same division. But that's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. We'll be back next week with the Evo Stick NPL show with all the latest news and goings on from across all 3 divisions of the Evo Stick Northern Premier League. I've been Ben Hughes, and don't forget you can follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL show, and for all the latest news and developments from the league, evostickleague.co.uk. But that's it for this week's show, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.